Blog Talk Radio.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He blessed me once. He blessed me twice. He blessed me all of my life. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Oh, God has found me. He's been good to me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for another Sunday morning. We're in the land of the living. We're not in the funeral home. We're not in the graveyard. We were in the house of God this morning.
Yeah.
Lifting up his name, praising him, glorify him, and magnify his holy, righteous, and awesome name. And we just thank everyone this morning for joining us at Care Church Incorporated. We have Pastor Mac Page. And we just thank y'all this morning. Social media in the house.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, we'll have prayer by Heather Prevost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's okay.
Father God,
thank you
for allowing us to come together.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we simply ask that you have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Hallelujah. We are coming and gathered together to hear your words.
Your word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive your knowledge.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Our ears are open, our hearts are receptive. We are ready to receive today.
Yes.
We bind and rebuke any work of the enemy.
Yes.
To prohibit us from receiving what you have for us.
Yes.
And once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you.
Yes.
Because you are worthy to be praised.
Yes,
you are the omnipotent God.
Yes,
there is none like you, none above you, none beside you,
yes,
and there never will be. And we give you all the glory beyond you.
Yes.
Yes.
In your son Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Heather Prevost. Now we have our scripture reading by our sister Prevost.
Amen. We come up for the
yes.
Neither is the Son of Man that he shall repent. Had he said it, and shall he not do it?
Mm-hmm.
Or had he spoken, and he shall, and shall he not make it good?
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Sister Prevost, scripture. You had a hearing, doing of the word. So now, let's see. We have short testimony. Not much. That's it. The Lord has did for you this week. Amen. Amen. Okay, the song I just sung, God Has Smiled on Me, it's my favorite song. Like I always say, God has blessed me all of my life. From a teenager, I know, until now, he has blessed me all of my life. That's my favorite song, because he has really blessed me all of my life. So now, no, my brother, do anybody else got testimony with for the praise team come up? Okay. We'll get to you. There you go. Okay. So now we're going to press the praise team. The test can come up. No.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I say good morning, church. Hallelujah. It's Sunday morning service, praise God. We ain't in a funeral, praise God. We on the land of the living. We need to be giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we got to warm up with this to praise God. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands this morning and give God the praise. We lift our hands.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he Jesus, 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 Jes
Of the house. And that would be Pastor Bishop Mac Page. Yeah, I guess he's my husband for 45 years. Been together for over 50 years. So he know me, I know him. So we're going to bring up now, who is he? Bishop Mac Page Jr. Amen. Amen.
Everybody give God a hand praise.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give God a hand praise.
Hallelujah.
All the praise and the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Becky. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all of you that are here today. You know, we come to bless the Lord.
Amen.
And I can't start today without first acknowledging the apostle of the house, Apostle Bailey.
Amen.
And I have to always yield to the apostle because he's, I would say I'm served. Amen. Because of the position that he holds.
Amen.
And we have to always acknowledge the position of the holder.
Amen.
And so I want to make sure that we acknowledge Apostle Bailey and his family for being here today.
Yes.
Apostle, do you have anything you'd like to say? I turn it over to you.
I'm good. Really, I am. I really do appreciate it. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad that my family is here with me.
Amen.
And as you notice, I came back here to sit back here with them.
Amen.
So to enjoy the word back here. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us just pray this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you today, Lord. We thank you for the angels of your presence today, Lord. May they move and may they minister, Lord, even if you said they would do, O Lord. And I give you praise for it, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, open up the word to us, O Lord, and open our hearts, Lord, that we might be able to receive the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you created us a right spirit.
Thank
and renew a right mind in us, so Lord, that we might serve you faithfully. And Father, we want to thank you for blessing the word today, and we give thanks for the word today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. Maybe my wife's going to be, you may be seated. Amen. Because I don't know, it's just the way sometimes you have to be led a different way in things. You might not do things the same way at all times.
Amen.
And I thank Apostle David for him instructing us yesterday on leadership.
Amen.
And I appreciate that because, you know, I tell him he always put a spark in me.
Amen.
And every time I go and visit him, you know, he puts a spark in me, amen, to do some things. Amen. And when we talk about leadership, you know, in order to be a good leader, you also want to be a follower.
Amen.
And those are the things that we have to know, that in order to be a good leader, you must first learn to be a good follower.
Amen.
And I was thinking about leadership the other day. I was thinking about, I think it was Tuesday night, I believe. And I came and I opened the door to some reason. You know, my God opened the door, and he allows us to have resources to do things that we know we need to do.
Amen.
Amen. And I opened the door, and I was surprised that my one person called me.
Well.
And here we are, we say that we're in the ministry, and we're in the ministry to serve. Jesus said, I came that not to be served, but to serve.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, I said, Lord, you know, the door was open for all of those who say that they are concerned about reaching people. And here is a door that was open that nobody came in. But they say they wanted to serve. They said they wanted to help the community. They said they wanted to help the lost. But then you don't hear from anyone who said that that's what their intention is. They never made a move to do it.
Amen.
And so I wondered about that.
Well, speak, Bishop.
And I said, if this thing that we are doing here, so-called that we are church, are we fulfilling the purpose of Jesus?
Well,
are we really doing what Jesus called us to do? Or have we become so religious that we've gotten back in the corner and it's all about us and not about the people who Jesus spoke about? And so today, you know, I'll say, I thought he'd stir me up. He gets me up every time I come over. And I said that here we say that we are care church. We are concerned about reaching everybody with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But if we're really concerned about reaching everybody, and if that's going to be the vision of the house, then I've got to lay down the vision of the house to let us know that's what we're concerned about.
Yes.
It can't be just we sit here and just us few, and then not reach the multitude, because Jesus is always concerned about the multitude.
Amen.
I don't know how many times that you might read in your gospel, even in the Bible, that Jesus, he never did go to the temple very often. He went sometimes, but not very often.
Yeah.
You see, where he went in once and he turned over the table because he had made it a money thing. And I think that's what the churches have become today. They have become just a money thing. They're just exchanging money.
Yeah.
They're not giving the people the resources and the help that they need. It's just a money thing, so he had to turn over money things and say, and may not my father's house, the house of merchandise. And I think that's what we have done to the house of God. We have made the house of merchandise. We're merchandising the people.
Yeah.
We're not really concerned about the well-being of those that don't have and those that are in need. We're not so concerned about them to try to go out and help meet their needs. But God is always concerned about people that have needs.
Yes.
And so when you talk about a leader, Habakkuk chapter 2, 3 page, and we talk about leadership, amen. And so I want to do it today. You know, it's going to be a little different today. I want to do it today so that we can, so I can put the vision for what we really going to be about from now on. Not what we used to be, but now.
Yeah.
It's not what we were, but what it's about now. See, I told you this. You see, I'm here and everything. I told you it's about the now, you know.
Yeah.
About the two and two, I believe that's where that took place.
You got a wrong mind?
Okay. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablet so that a herb may run with it.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to King James, but hey, but hey, man. But
at the same time, you know, to write the vision and make it plain. So, in other words, as a leader, I got to be the visionary of the house.
Yeah.
Now that I've got to point you in the way that God would want us to go, amen. And so, if I'm going to be the visionary of the house. If we say that the house is care church, then we got to be concerned about reaching everybody. We just can't be concerned about ourselves. We can't be self-serving and not serve the one that God sent us to serve.
Amen.
God created you, amen, to be a witness to him, to serve other people who have needs. And not just be all concerned about your needs, but what about the needs of the ones who are out there? And so we have to be the visionary of the house and say what it is that we desire to be. To be done, and what we would have to be done. So if we want to be the church that God gave me the name Care Church, amen, and we want to be the church that's concerned about reaching everybody, then we have to move out from behind these walls and go to the place where God said that the needs need to be met. So we got to move out of this spot now, amen.
Yeah.
We can't just sit back and get fat.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're so fat with the word that we don't know what to do with it, and we wonder what is our problem, but every time there's something that is dead and don't move, it dies.
Mm.
The dead sea is dead because everything goes in and nothing comes out.
Amen.
That's why it's dead, because there's no movement. You see, if we're going to be a church, amen, that's concerned about reaching everybody, then there has got to be some movement in the church, amen.
Mm.
And we have got to be willing to move. As a church, amen, together, amen. It don't take a crowd to do everything, amen. It don't take a great number. Jesus had 12 people, amen. And he turned the whole world upside down with just, he said, he really wasn't 12, it was 11. But with 11 people, amen, because one of them, you know, he decided to go in a different direction, and he decided to sell Jesus out for the money. And I think that is what's happening to us when we set it out.
Well, that right there, right there.
We're sold out just to be able to come there to dance, just to be able to sing, just to be able to shout. But yet there's no work being done in the kingdom. You got to put a vision of what it is that we want to do so that these works can be done now. I say, well, Lord, I have to get up myself. And I was laying there this morning and prayed it.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Lord said, things are available to you, but you just haven't went out there to find them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you wanted to be somebody. Have you ever thought about maybe if you went to the, just wait a moment, maybe if you went to the QT, if you went to the QT station and said, man, look at me, I want to feed some homeless people. Will you make some coupons out? And we can't give you all the money, but if I buy 20 coupons at $2 a piece, will you give people the hot, two hot dogs and a drink? Maybe it's $3.49, but we'll just buy 20. And when I see somebody hungry, I have to give them a coupon.
Yeah. Amen.
And not only this just might be an advertisement to you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, you haven't tried. He said, why haven't you called a bunch of us? Took a while and went to the manager of the store and talked to him about that. I don't know. Now, why haven't you went down there to Lisa Chicken? Maybe you talk to the manager there. Maybe there's two pieces and a biscuit, you know. Maybe that's $4. And you say, well, you're going to give them $2 and take out 20 coupons and let them know that'll be 7 people for your business. There's opportunities out there. You just never took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you didn't have it in your heart to do nothing for nobody.
Yeah.
Whenever you say that you want to do something, you make plans and you go out and find a way to do what it is that you have in your heart to do. Is our heart really set on doing the work of God? Or is our heart just set on looking at that meeting in heaven and we don't care about nobody else?
That's a good question. Yeah.
But we say we love. But we don't show no action of our love. God said he loves us, but he didn't just sit back and do nothing about it. So he sent his son Jesus to die for us on the cross and shed his blood. And he said, I want to demonstrate my love to you. I see that you have a need for salvation and there's no one to give it to you. I looked for a man all over the heaven, and I looked for a man in the earth, but I couldn't find nobody. So I have to raise up my son, and so that my son can do what I couldn't find that nobody else could do. See, you got to be willing to do what other people want to do. See, that is what God desires from us as a church, as a body. Because if I gave my son, amen, to help you, can't you give up some of your time for somebody else?
Mm.
Or are you going to take all of your time to yourself and give nothing to the Lord? He said, I ask you to pay a tithe. And if you want to pay a tithe of your time, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. Can you give 2 hours and 40 minutes for the service of the Lord?
Mm.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Because sometimes we say we don't have time, but he said, you know, I'll give you more time. The more time you give me, the more time I give to you. But you sit back and take up all of your time and don't give him no time. And now you're all about yourself and you're not by the Lord. You're not by the Lord working anymore because you're so consumed with yourself.
Amen.
Oh, y'all, excuse me. This is from the Lord. Amen. He's talking to me. He's talking to y'all. He's talking to me. Amen. Yeah, because we got to reevaluate ourselves to see, are we who God called us to be?
Yeah.
Are we doing what it is God called us to do? Are we just going to sit back and try to save ourselves? And we always realize if you go out and try to help save others, God will save you.
Yes,
if you go out and solve other people's problems, God will solve your problems. He never told you to solve your own problems. He never told you to get your own stuff. Amen. He never told you even to go out and get your own food. He said, you go out and feed somebody else, I'll see to it that you can see it.
That
you consume them yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
We say that we love him, but we don't show no action. For so long now, sin has become normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I say cities have become normal now, you know, if a little girl, when she's 15 now, if she hasn't already, we think that's abnormal.
Yeah.
Not realizing she should keep herself, amen, until she gets married, amen.
Yeah.
But you know, we have made that normal. We don't think nothing about it no more, amen. The average person that in the church today, it's normal for them to go out and sleep with somebody on the weekend. They don't have no problem with it. It's normal.
Yeah.
So they don't have no fear of God in their heart. They don't think about what could happen because sin has become normal.
Yeah.
And the reason nobody stopped doing it is because it's a normal thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me here?
Amen.
Normalized sin. The thing that what God says that he despised is what we do. And then we come before him each and every day and say, praise the Lord, and then we go out and do the normal things again because sin has become normal.
See?
We don't have the heart of God no more. We have not the fear of God anymore because everybody does what they want to do because sin is normal. They don't see nothing wrong with that.
Amen.
So if we're going to get it right, we got to change. We got to repent. That's what repentance means.
Yes.
And there must be a change in the house of God. And he said, where does it start first? It first must start at the house of God first.
Yes.
How can we say what the world is doing and then we're doing the same thing?
Amen.
Sin is normal to the world, and now sin has become normal to the
slave.
Amen. Now, I don't see nothing wrong with me sitting in my problem. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it. That's normal.
Well, you said that you're a woman or a man of God, but yeah, it's normal. I can do this. Because it's normal. Well, you don't have a fear of God in your heart? Well, you know, this is just normal. No fear of God in our hearts anymore because things have become normal to us. Fear has become normal. We don't realize that we need to be kept. Keep ourselves, amen. Because we just go out and do the normal things, amen. The world does the normal things. You know, it's normal for a worldly man to do that. But should it be normal for the saints of God? Should it not be normal for the child of God to go out and do the things that is normal and then come back and say, I love God?
You know?
God said, if you love me, where's my fear? Where's my respect? Now you just doing what's normal.
Something got to change here, amen. We can't keep doing the normal thing. We can't keep doing the things that we used to do, and then we don't see no progress in what we're doing. And so that means something needs to change, amen. Well, we can't keep doing the same thing the same way, Sunday after Sunday, and then there's no change in it. I've got to give up. I've got to give God his time.
Yeah.
I got to give God his part. I should be able to give God his portion, amen. If a tithe is 10%, give him 10% of your tithe if you don't want to give him your money. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
Yeah, church has got to be about God's business. That's what Jesus said. I must be about my Father's business. But are we just coming to church instead of about the Father's business? The Father's business is on the outside, not on the inside.
Amen.
It is your business when you come here. We should come here. The church should be a place we come here to learn how to take care of being like that.
Amen.
Matthew 28, okay. Are y'all with me here?
Amen.
Our church won't change, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this vision before you. Concerned about reaching everybody. That means we don't leave people out. We don't look over nobody, amen. We don't look over the homeless. We don't look over the poor. We don't look at the disabled. We don't turn our back on anyone. We're concerned about reaching everybody. 48:19.
Go ye therefore.
Go ye therefore. This was Jesus here now. He's telling them what to do and what the church was supposed to do. Read.
And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Go ahead.
Teaching them to observe all things.
Teaching them to observe. That's one of the things, that observation, amen. Because he said, teaching them to observe all things. What?
Whatsoever I have commanded you.
All things that I have commanded you. Are we observing the commandments of the Lord, or are we just going to do the norm? Mm-hmm. Are we going to respect God, or are we just going to do the norm? You're going to do what you want to do. You don't care what God said about it. You don't care how he looks at it. You don't care how he feels about it. You don't love God.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that you love me, but your heart is far from me, he said.
Yeah.
Because see, we're not doing them. These should be the normal things to do. The norm should be what should be going to the world. That's the norm. That's what he called us to do. God sent Jesus to the world.
Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world. He was so concerned about the world that he sent his only son. He said, well, I sent prophets to you. And I sent priests, amen. And I sent all the other folks, amen. And then nobody gave him no respect, but now I'm going to send my son. Maybe they will respect him.
Yes.
And so even the son now, we have no respect for the son. We did have respect for the father, so he said, I'm going to send my son. Maybe you respect for him. Because he's going to be different, a little different from me. He's going to be as me. But he's going to be a little different from me. Why won't you respect my son? And now he gets upset because nobody respects the son. Because the son gave some commandments, and he made it a little easy on us in the end. Amen. He didn't make it hard like the Father had. He lightened the load off of us a little bit. Amen. Amen. What did he say? My burden is easy. Mm. Huh? How does that go? My yoke is easier than my weight. He said, my yoke is easier than my burden in life, for my son has been put all over you that I put on you. I came to lighten your load, amen. I came to move some laws and rules out of your way so that you do my will. So you wouldn't have no excuse not to do this, but to feel my will. You would have no excuse not to keep my commandments, but now we may sin or know. And I'm not talking about the unsaved folks.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
I'm talking about those who call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They're the ones. We are the ones. I'm going to say we. I'm going to put me in kids. We are the ones who have made sin a norm.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the vision, amen, that's the change of the church. And as the head of the house, this is the way we're going to go. We're going to change some things. We're going to do some things differently now.
Amen.
We're going to go where God. Where did he say go now? Go to all nations, amen. He didn't say go to all the churches. He didn't say go to all the churches and preach.
Teach us, teach us.
Well, I got revelation, amen. Take it to the world, amen. Let them know about it. Are y'all with me? The one that was with me, what's that? I got to get a little training there.
Amen. Amen.
Be loud.
Luke 14 and 23.
Y'all go with Mr. Bible.
Okay. And the Lord said unto the servants, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in.
Hold on right there. If we were concerned about God's business, mm-hmm. and who those who we say we're concerned about, well, what did he say? Go where out where? Is this what God said to do? Where do we go?
Nowhere.
To the church.
Nowhere.
The house.
In the
house. Are y'all with me? All
those
things. Yes, well, whenever we're going to leave evangelism in us, where do we go?
The
world didn't evangelize. God has a step person in the house.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be teaching you how to go out and do that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the church is supposed to be, but it's not supposed to be a social gathering.
Amen.
We have made it a social gathering.
Yeah.
We talk about how much we're doing, but then you don't see no action. You don't see nothing change. You don't see anybody doing anything. But coming here. You get your shadow on. You didn't care about the ones who were made to get a shadow. How much you always need today? This is on my heart today.
Yeah.
You know, we have no notes to make today.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what God told you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm learning how to hear the voice of God now. I'm learning how to speak His word, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What God says the Lord, this is what God is talking to you and I. Amen. Today, amen. I'm putting it down because this was God's plan, amen.
Yeah.
This was the vision that God had, amen, to save his people from their fears.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right.
But we have God, it says, I'm the Lord. I just come, but praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Then go back home.
Yeah.
And then go back to your norm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go back into your corner. He said, I picked you as a thief among wolves, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to be a sheep going out among the wolves, but sheep stayed at home and hide from the wolf.
Yeah,
amen.
The
wolf. Instead of the wolf.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. So they don't want the wolf to catch them out there, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
But he said, I'm with you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to watch over you. Because I'm a good shepherd, amen. And being that I'm a good shepherd, I'm going to take care of you out there in the field, amen. If the shepherd is with you out in the field. He said, not only is the shepherd with you, I got my angels surrounding you to protect you, to keep you in all your ways, which you guys are coming against the storm. So where is the fear? Why are you afraid, amen? The spirit that is in you, amen, is not the spirit of fear, but of power and a love to have a sound mind. You see, if you got a sound mind, you got the mind of Christ there. You don't have to worry about them giving to your mind.
Well,
because God has his arms of protection around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore you shouldn't be afraid to go, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't afraid, you know. When I was in the world, I wasn't afraid to go to the youth yard and we had shooting there.
Amen.
Every now and then on Friday night, you know, that'd get shooting. And the next Friday night,
same thing.
Back on the same thing.
Yep.
Why can't the list of fear?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have no fear. So you wouldn't worry about getting shot?
Well, no.
They shot me, you know, man. You didn't have that fear, amen. Well, there's no fear about it. Huh? I mean, all of a sudden we come into the Lord's house and all of a sudden
it's
all of a sudden you're afraid now to go where you used to go. You weren't afraid then. Back then you should have been scared to die, but now we shouldn't be afraid to die now. Amen. Paul said to live is Christ, but to die is gain. If I get that mindset, I won't have no fear what nobody's gonna do. What if they said, I will not fear what man can do unto me, because what? It is the Lord that is my protection.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Change has got to be made here. Well, this is what the Word of God says. Finish that scripture.
And compare them to
comment. Persuade them that there's a better way, amen. That they don't have to keep doing what they're doing, amen. They don't have to keep going the way they're going, amen. But we need to persuade them to come to the Lord, amen. To let them know God can lift you up from the place that you are. He lift you up. I once was in the same place that you were in, but now, you know, he has raised me up and caused me to sit in heavenly places in the air too.
Amen.
Now when I walk up right now because I got a God, amen, that is able to do anything but fail you. And if he did this for me because he has no respect for person, how much so he going to do for you because he really came to save you.
Amen.
Continue to read.
That my house may be filled.
Oh, hold on. What is the reason? What is the purpose he's giving you?
That my house may be filled.
How many extra chairs we got? Is the house full? Well, why isn't the house full? Out of your chairs, no people. Why is that? Because nobody went out there to compel somebody to come.
Amen.
Nobody went out there to ask nobody to come.
Amen.
Nobody went out there to try to do nothing for nobody else. I'm only concerned about myself. See, if we're going to keep the commandments of the Lord, this is the commandment right here. Is that not the commandment of the Lord?
Amen.
All we're going to do is command it. We say that we're going to do is command it. But what are you going to do with that one? What are you going to do with 28:19? What are you going to do with it? Is that a commandment or not? Am I making sense to you?
Amen.
Amen. For time's sake now, amen. Now, please read that. Then I want to go to the Matthew chapter 9. You finished that one? Amen. Now, Matthew chapter 9. This is going to be my last thought. I might have to look at this myself. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 9. Hallelujah. Is it 9 and 16? Look at that, Becky. She on time today. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead, my, what you call it, what you're supposed to be. Go ahead, my Adri, do you know where I'm going? let me say, make sure, because I might have missed.
let's see here, verse 9. Start at verse 9. Read.
And Jesus passed forth from him.
Uh-huh.
He saw a man named Matthew.
He saw a man named Matthew.
Sitting at the receipt of custom.
Matthew was sitting at, he was a tax collector. Amen. Mm-hmm. That was the IRS man. He was the IRS. Matthew was the IRS.
Really?
nobody likes the IRS.
Yeah, so.
But Jesus called the one that nobody just liked. Mm-hmm. See, he didn't call all them good folks. We always like to pick out the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus was like, Jesus picked the people that were despised. He picked the people that were hated.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
So he called Matthew. Now, Matthew got some money now that nobody likes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a tax collector. You know? Mm-hmm. And so people with money sometimes, they need Jesus too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be the tax collector, so we can't look over the rich people.
Yeah.
You can't look over the people that got money because they might be the main one that needs you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we usually look over them and go out to the other folks, amen. Mm-hmm. But he said they didn't call me too. So if you're concerned about reaching everybody, we need somebody in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know they miserable.
Yeah.
Because more than likely they got the job, they don't have the job because they like the job. They got the job because of the money. They don't even like what they're doing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's how we
did
that. He reads this thing. He gonna get where we're going.
He said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
He said, follow me. Now I said in order to be a good leader, you gotta be a follower.
Mm-hmm.
You know something that Matthew did complain about? He was too fat. He was too bad. He didn't complain about, job I got. No, he just left everything and followed me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, a lot of us, we want to hold on to our stuff rather than follow Jesus. We don't want to drop some of the things that we're doing and so that we can work for the Lord because, we're too busy trying to make a living and don't have more life.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming from somewhere.
Amen.
I'm turning. Wake y'all up, amen. Amen. Wake up, little sister. Read on to the face.
And it came to pass,
uh-huh.
And Jesus sat in the house. Behold, Mary Philippine and Tim came and sat down with him and his disciples.
Well, no, not the way he was sitting there. He was sitting among the people that didn't like him. People that other folks didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
See, other people didn't like the publicans and the sinners. But that's what Jesus was hanging out at. But where do we hang out at? We hang out with the people that are just like us. That got as much as we got, that had what we got. But we don't hang around the people that God said we ought to be hanging around. Because, Jesus. Notice where he was. He's out in the red light district, amen. That's where Jesus was hanging out, in the red light district. Because he knew the people in the red light district, he knew that they needed some help. See, God is really looking for people that need some help. So when you got folks that's fat, that don't think that they need help, they think they're rich and have need of nothing, amen. God said, you're just lukewarm, amen. I'm going to kick you out of my mouth. You don't know you're poor and wretched, but you think you got everything.
Yeah, right. Amen.
And you're miserable.
Uh-huh.
But you think you got everything because of, I put on a nice clothes, a nice suit,
mm-hmm.
I'm dressed in the beard, Mm-hmm. I don't have a nice dress on, nice shoe. Mm-hmm. So I don't need that today, man. But the Jesus wasn't looking for you. He was looking for somebody that had me. And that is why God said, my God shall supply all of your needs. And God created you to help me.
Amen.
So that you can depend on him for the things that you need. Amen. And he gave you a reason to come to himself. So he created you with me so that he would be the one to fulfill all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And so Jesus went to the people that had me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where it's coming from. Keep reading that. This is the word today.
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?
But see, only somebody would complain about where he was with preparedness. Now, it says that people don't believe in spirits and angels. They are sad, you see. But people who believe in spirits and angels, they are fair, you see. I mean, they seem pretty good, you know what I mean? Yeah. You see, that's where the church world is today. They're fair, you see. They believe in angels and spirits, but they must not. We must not believe in Jesus. Because if we believe in Jesus, we'll be doing the work of Jesus.
Y'all with me here today?
Amen.
We say we believe, but are we doing the work of Jesus? What was the work of Jesus? What was he hanging out at? He was hanging out with the publicans and sinners because they had need. Nobody liked him. See, with us most of the time, you know, I dress like this sometimes, you know. I don't do this all the time. It's because the people that have needs sometimes they can't put all this stuff on.
Yeah.
And the reason they don't come to church is because they feel ashamed of coming to church because they didn't have nothing to put on.
Right.
Their pants and things got holes in. Their shoes is dirty, amen. Maybe their shirt is dirty.
Yeah.
And so they ain't gonna come to the house of God because we don't make them feel welcome when they come here.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. James talks about that. And he talks about how we make a difference between that. He said the man that comes in with the gate closed, you put him on the front row. And you take the man with the dirty clothes and you put him on the back row.
Yeah.
We got too much partiality in the church. See, we're not really truthful about who we say that we are. We're partial.
Mm-hmm.
We're hypocrites.
Yeah.
So we're saying one thing out of our mouth, we're doing something that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the people on the outside don't feel like they should come or they can come. It's because maybe they dress too short. They don't want to come because they feel unwelcome. There's no love there. When you go to the church today, there's no love for those on the outside. There's no love for the lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What you say? No, I ain't saying no greed in what they're doing. So maybe if love can conquer a multitude of sin and a multitude of fault, maybe they'll change if you welcome them in. Maybe the reason they're out there is because nobody loves them. Nobody cares, concerned about them.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Maybe nobody's showing them any love. Maybe they can't come to the church because when they first walk in, we're going to put them down and cut them up.
Mm.
But Jesus hung out with those fellow people. Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
See, when we talk about the truth of the gospel, amen, this is the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
He hung out with our publicans and sinners.
Yes.
Because the publicans and sinners wasn't worth, they weren't welcome in the church. If you didn't have no money, you couldn't come to the church. If you didn't have some type of status because of the scribes and Pharisees, you couldn't be among them. Because they considered themselves to be the elite. And because they considered themselves to be the elite, nobody could go around them. They saw you. I don't know if y'all remember the story when Jesus talked about what they call the Good Samaritan. How it was the priest came down and the Levite came down. Those were supposed to be the people of God. But when they saw the man in the ditch, they... Can you see how hypocritical the church is today? We got to stop being hypocrites. Saying one thing in our mouth and doing something different. Looking down on people. Got your nose turned up against somebody else because they don't have as much as you. They don't live like you. They don't have a house like you. They don't drive the car you drive. Might not even have no gas in the car they got. To be a leader. Are y'all with me today? He leaves this place. I got to get this out. Let y'all give me a few more minutes.
I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all don't have to go to sleep on me. Don't go to sleep on me. Don't go to sleep on me. Amen. I don't want y'all to go to sleep on me now. Amen. Make some noise. Somebody holler. Yeah, I didn't know how to do that. But I'm sitting there listening to him and he's teaching you how to relay the word to you and talk plain enough so you understand. So y'all understand everything I'm
saying? Amen. Amen.
Been about confused about anything? Was I so deep that you couldn't understand?
No.
See, the little children can understand what I'm saying today, amen.
Yes.
Don't be the one that is sick. You got your little friend at school. You know, they need some help. You know, they need somebody to talk to them. Amen. You got a word in your little sister. You go there and talk to them. And talk. They're sick. If they're sick, you ought to be able to, first of all, to go over there and try to comfort them and tell them what God can give to you. Amen. See, that is why God put that in you, put the word in you, so that you can be a helper to somebody else. He didn't put the word in you to keep it. He put you so you can share it with your little friends, because
yes.
Your little friend might be sick. They might not know God.
Yes.
And everybody that don't know God, they got to be sick, amen. They're sick in their mind. Either way, they're crazy, really.
Yes.
Amen. And when they're so frustrated, you can be a comfort to your little friend. You can go to your little friend and say, why don't you read the word of God? Let's pray.
Mm.
Let's pray about this. You don't have to be so angry about this. You know, when they get all upset, you know how y'all young girls, you know, if they want to fight, you know, get into arguments. You can be the peacemaker.
Mm.
Y'all should be fighting. You know, God don't want us to fight with one another.
Yes.
God wants us to love one another.
Yes.
You can be, God created you, amen, to be a peacemaker among your friends, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you see they've got a problem, you see what they're hearing down and what they're saying. And you can go to them and say, God can do this with joy. And we pray about this thing. It's going to be all right because what? God can make everything all right, amen. You know, I was upset one day and I had my head down and I had my mouth poked up. But God gave me some comfort. And all of a sudden, I start laughing in my face. I got some joy in my heart. See, that's why God created you.
Yes, yes, man. Man.
Go to those that are sick. Learn what that means. And I don't think the church has learned what that means yet.
Wow.
Oh, y'all with me?
Yeah.
See, all of us in here are leaders. Everybody in here, you are a preacher. We all want to follow the preacher. Maybe because of you are witnessing. Because if you say you're a preacher, the Pharisee would get on me about saying that. Not for all y'all preaching. The Pharisees would get upon me. They would start condemning me for that.
Oh, everybody can't be no preacher.
But what God said, when he gave you the Holy Spirit, whenever God puts his spirit upon you, he means that he's sick. You've been sick. When you got anointed, seems to be anointed, means to be sick. And you've been sent forth by the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
After that, the Holy Ghost come upon you, you've been sent. So what? So bear witness to my word that my word is so and my word is true. But you see, Pharisees and Pharisees against that.
Mm-hmm.
They would say what you can't do. I'm telling you what you can do.
Yeah.
The law told you what you couldn't do.
Yeah.
The grace told you what you could do.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
Huh?
Yeah.
See, this is what the Word of God is about. Tell you what you can do.
Yeah.
Then you can go out and talk to somebody else. You can. Sit on every corner if you want to preach all day. Do the Word, because that's what you're supposed to be coming to church to learn what to do. Not
yeah.
Out. I mean, it's all right to praise God while you're here because God's presence showed up. But when you look at Ephesians, I think the 3:18 passage, what is that about? He gave you a gift in the church.
Yeah.
Apostle over there. I'm going to quit, y'all. I can talk all day, y'all. I've been stirred up today. Amen. The Lord got me stirred up. Amen. Is that 3:18 you got it on there? Ephesians 3:18. But the boy was down there, he said, and he gave him apostles and things.
Oh, five old apostles, pastors,
yeah. What scripture is that in?
It's Ephesians chapter 3. I don't know whether it's 16, 17, but I know it's in Ephesians chapter 3. If you got it, just a page, read it. And he gave some apostles.
Okay.
4 and 11. Okay, I missed the 4 and 11. Okay. All right, read. So you got it. Amen.
And he gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
And some prophets.
And some evangelists.
And some evangelists.
And some pastors.
And some pastors.
And teachers.
And teachers.
For the perfecting of the
saints. Notice what their purpose is.
For the work of the ministry.
Why are they perfecting you?
For the work of the ministry.
Well, who's supposed to be doing the ministry?
We.
You're supposed to come to church and learn how to minister. That's what the church is made for. That's why we're supposed to be coming to church. Not to do all the other stuff they do.
Come on, Bishop.
But the real thing is for the perfected, to perfect the saints. For what? For the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
To edify the body. Now, so if you realize that you've been called for the edifying of the body, then are you doing any work? I told you to stop preaching. I told you to stop preaching. I told you I'd be listening to you. Amen.
Yeah.
Good
question.
And so it's already come from you yesterday. You didn't know. I told you I'd be listening.
Yeah.
I'm there to hear what's being said. So when I come next time, when you come over next time, I'll be fine. So you better watch what you say. No. Everybody's got that part. Do you really see that now?
Yeah.
Do you see what the purpose of the church is supposed to be for?
Yeah.
For the edifying of the body of Christ. For the work. See, you really weren't supposed to be coming here to do work. You're supposed to be coming here to learn.
Yeah.
For the work. But what we have changed it now, we have changed it, and then we do the work in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no work being done on the outside. We have made the church the place for the work. Mm-hmm. And the church was supposed to be made for learning. That's why everybody's fighting over, well, who can preach who can preach where? Because we say, yeah, you can preach. So does all the world preach. I got this group here. They're for a specific purpose. To edify the body. And you are to do the ministry to the world.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
And so everybody can preach.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going places. He said, I don't want certain people at certain places to be over certain positions. It's because being things get turned upside down. It's because if I put my wife, for my wife story, this is what's wrong with the world today. The woman wants to lead and she don't want to be subject to her husband. And therefore, because she don't want to be subject to her husband, a lot of y'all ain't even get married because she wants to be the leader. And God didn't make you to be the leader. God made you to be subject.
Come on,
and if you want to lead, you lead being subject. You don't realize how much you can lead being subject.
Come on,
you don't realize how much you can get with honey that you can't get. You don't know how you can move your husband. He'll give you the mountain that's necessary. If you're doing the right thing for him, he'll give you everything. He'll give
come on, Bishop.
Come on, Bishop. He'll raise his bill for hey, that's just what you want.
Come on, Bishop.
If you become learned how to be selfish and read from being selfish, then God will exalt your position that he put you in.
Yes,
you learn how to
yes, yes.
But no, he wants to leave.
Come on, big job.
And because he wants to leave, now you are in competition with the head. You never get in competition with the head. Learn how to lead from the head.
All right. That's a good position to do.
But that's what I'm trying to say. See, a shepherd that leads the sheep. You know, he get all the credit for leading. But you know the man, you know the one who really keeps the sheep up?
Come on.
It's the man that on behind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Bishop. Come on.
So you don't need to be out trying to lead.
No.
And when we learn that, in our everyday marriage, amen, then marriage is going to become better.
Yes,
but when you try to tell me what to do, I ain't going to
Come on.
And if that's the way it's going to be, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
If you can't learn how to be subject to me, the Bible said the man is the head.
Yes, sir.
And you don't go around telling him what you ain't going to do. And then say that you subject.
Right, so this is right.
Are you subject or not? I got to get another scripture here. Amen. Before I go. Can I get that family scripture there? I just got to get
that
one. Because I got all the stuff that I didn't get to go that way.
Yeah.
And so you're going to want to be the head. Yeah. And you're going to be by yourself the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And if you got somebody you can be subject to, don't marry.
Say that.
Just let it go.
Yeah.
And go find you another punk.
Yeah.
Go find you. Well, let me tell this. Go find you another weak meat man.
Yeah.
I got better words
for
it.
Yeah.
A weak meat man. Go find you another one. Because a man, that's a man, you ain't going to leave him. You ain't going to push him around.
No, you're not.
Be telling him what to do. Learn how to lead from quickness. Learn how to lead from gentleness.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised by what you get.
Yeah.
And you better not stroke his brow.
Oh.
So he'll tell you his whole heart.
Yeah.
And give you everything you got. If you stroke his head right, he'll tell you. I stroke your head the other day. Now, come up, you put your pocket, brother.
Let your pocket, the pocket.
Y'all got me talking. Verse 18
and 14. And David himself behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him.
See, we have to learn how to behave yourself wisely.
Yes.
See, you don't have to be unwise, but you be wise. You do things wisely.
Mm-hmm.
You got a plan of action. God has a plan of action, you know. It's a wild thing. Then I look at it, what you want. I know you're trying to con me now. But we have to behave ourselves wisely. David behaved himself wisely. The reason he became a good leader. Amen. Because around Saul, who was the leader, he behaved himself wisely. And then there's another scripture said, and David obeyed all that Saul told him to do.
Mm-hmm. He obeys his leader.
He obeys his leader.
My God.
And so how are you going to be asking people to obey you when you never been obey your leader? You wouldn't do what he asked you to do because he was in your pride. Look at me. I'm somebody too. No, it's not about this. If your leader asks you to do something, do it.
Do it.
Okay?
because he's watching out for you. You might not consider that to be right at the time he asked you to do it, mm-hmm. but do it because the leader asked you to do it. Not because, well, what about me? I got my own feelings. Really?
Mm.
Your feelings are supposed to be to have the same feelings the Lord has.
Come on.
You ain't really supposed to have no feelings.
You are the head of the bishop.
You only sent to do what the Lord told you to do. If you get in your feelings, you will never do what God told you to do.
Yeah.
When you're in your feelings, you're in your flesh.
Yeah.
You're in your emotions.
Yeah.
Emotions come from your feelings.
Yeah.
And then when we act out of our emotions, more than likely we might act out of the will of God. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank y'all for, I could go on, but I so possibly that I preach. Amen. Because you get me stirred up like this. You started with the now, then I got stirred up with the now. And now we come back with leadership. I come back now and talk about leadership and those that follow.
That's right there.
So, Father God, I thank you for the word of God today. And the people of God, Lord, I pour my heart out.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I said, Lord, what you would have me. And because I said what you would have me to say, Lord, I lay it down at your feet, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord, you let it be in them, Lord, even as the word has been spoken. And I give you thanks, Lord, for the Holy Spirit bringing conviction, Lord, that your purpose and your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Somebody need prayer today.
I need a prayer. But I just want to ask Brother Fan Pastor, you know, I done listen to the preachers and all the time. We can go to the ball game, we stay at ball game for 2 or 3 hours. We go to the football game, we stay for 2 or 3 hours, we're wet all day. But when they come to God, we already come short. And that's the thing that helps. That's the way we all to stay all day. When they come to some God helps us. That's how I look at it. You know, because that's God word. God word is that our life. Our life. That God word is our life. Go ahead, Pastor. I want to thank you for your word. And I pray for me and my family so we can be with each other.
Amen.
Amen.
Nobody needs a prayer. Apostle, will you come and pray for me? Before we go, y'all on Facebook, we're going to get all, amen. So if you'd like to donate anything to the word that is went for today or the people, amen, send it to carechurcheast@gmail.com. We're on PayPal, we're on Zelle, and we appreciate you tuning in. And put something up there. If you enjoyed the word today, amen, say that you enjoyed the word, and let us know that this word helped you today. And we give thanks for y'all coming on in Jesus' name. Amen.
I
let your pastor pray for y'all today.
My family and friends.
Thank you for
praying
for the company.
Come on here, such pray about you.
You explained to us last week that the God is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
He's invisible.
He's invisible.
That's right there. God is going to be the one. Because you're gone.
Lord, you said, Lord, in your anything, Lord, with your Lord. Lord God, you took him and you put Joseph in the right position, even though it did not seem like it. But his gift was used in that position. Use her gift in the position. And then, Lord God, when the promotion comes.
Yes,
when the promotion comes, Lord God,
yes.
Rip her off the clothing that she had on, Lord God, and put her up on her royal clothes, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
And let her stand in the palace position, Lord God,
yes, Lord.
In your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
Where she would have the authority to speak what you would have her to speak. So it may take some time.
Yes, Lord.
It shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass.
We ask this now.
Now.
In the language of Jesus. Because I must not. You agree. You agree with them. You can live by faith with Jesus. And Jesus saying,
amen.
So it's done. Come on, give God a hand of praise.
Hallelujah.
We said, well, how does God's face look? And each one of us has seen his face. Well, we didn't know him. Sometimes it comes in a flower. Sometimes it comes in an opportunity. Sometimes it comes through the adversity that you had to go through. And then you know that it's I'm going to pray the release of you being released from those things that you're not sure of. You know, sometimes we believe like, I'm not sure if I can do this. I'm not sure if I had enough, if I went through enough training in that. Can I tell you? You are the best at what you're getting ready to offer. Do me a favor. Come in, Bishop. Stand right here. Step back just a minute. And just when he calls you, I need you to step towards him. Now, you going to do this on purpose. Now, what your heart opens up, that's what the vision does, and the adjective comes to it. And the next signal must be, the next signal would be, if he wants to release it, would be this. But right now, he's holding her into position. She can't move. She has to keep her eye on her bishop. If he leaves her, if she sees his collar going wrong, she would, this is her thing. If she sees that collar, his collar going wrong, she would tell him, do this, and she would call him to shine. It didn't want to call him. Because the advocate and the bishop, they should move and speak frankly.
She should shadow him.
She shadows him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray unto you that you will continue, Lord God, to infusing these two together. For we know and the two become one. Father, let them flow in ministry as you would have them put them. Let the leader have those that follow him, and then allow those that follow him learn how to lead. Lord, for we thank you right now for this experience. We thank you what's about to happen, Lord God, in this place. We love you, Father. Father, every part of her body that makes sound feel weak, every part of his body that makes feel weak, we, Father God, we ask you to strengthen it in the name of Jesus. Father God, every word that may have been said to one another in times past, that one didn't agree with the other, we release that, Lord God, that nothing would ever be held on against either one of them. Father, we thank you for the love. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the two becoming one. And Lord, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, amen. That is, I ain't even have to say, because that's what they do. That's what they do. That's what they do. And it says, I'm here to protect you, and I'm here to serve you. Can I say just one thing before I...
You can release us.
Okay, amen. Y'all remember when Bishop went over there and he was talking about Jesus calling Matthew? And Matthew just left everything. Saturday we were talking about in that form. Except in Florida, we'll call you to leave everything and seek to serve. Jesus is the best in Florida. If we can just learn from Jesus how to influence, we can change the life. We're standing all over the house. We're standing all over the house. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this moment in time. We thank you for this blessing. Father, we ask you right now, Father God, restore into his faith, Lord God, all the virtues that he has released upon this house. Lord, and I pray, Father God, from Father God, from the children to the adults, Lord God, to the angels that were sitting here. Lord God, I pray that we receive the word, Lord God, and now apply it into our lives. And we go out here to serve. Being influencers, Lord God, to compel others to come in. Lord, we ask you to give us the strength and the energy. Remove the fear and the doubt.
Yes, Lord.
In our lives. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for the man, fit man, and the fit woman of this house. We
thank you for all those that have gathered. And we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Your cousin. It's your cousin. Whatever.
You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you for your everything. I'm saying thank you.
No. Let's just do it right. If you have on ring,
thank you.